This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Joint Committee report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been tabled in the Rajya Sabha amidst opposition uproar. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. amidst uproar by the opposition members on the same issue. When the House met this morning, the opposition members, including the Congress, DMK and Samajwadi Party, created a ruckus. Speaker Om Birla repeatedly urged the opposition members to allow the House to take up the listed business. Mr. Birla added that the question hour is important and creating uproar is not appropriate. As pandemonium continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m.
संसद की मर्यादाएं परंपराटी परपाटियों को बना के रखें आप सदन नहीं चलाना चाहते आप सदन में नियोजित तरीके से गतिरोध पैदा करना चाहते हैं माननीय सदस्यों का हक अधिकार छीनना चाहते हैं सभा की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है
After his successful visit to France, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Washington DC in the wee hours today on the second leg of his two-nation tour, where he will hold bilateral talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. India's ambassador to the U.S., Vinay Mohan Quatra, and other officials welcomed Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winter and gathered outside Blair House to welcome Mr. Modi, who is among the first few world leaders to visit the United States following the inauguration of the U.S. president. In a social media post after reaching Washington, D.C. this morning, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to meeting President Trump and building upon the India-USA comprehensive global strategic partnership. He added that both nations will keep working closely for the benefit of their people and for a better future for our planet. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Washington, D.C. today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister fondly recalled his earlier interactions with Ms. Gabbard. The discussions touched on enhancing bilateral intelligence cooperation, particularly in counterterrorism, cybersecurity, emerging threats, and strategic intelligence sharing. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest, reaffirming their commitment to a secure, stable, and rule-based international order. Today is World Radio Day. Every year on the 13th of February, World Radio Day is observed to raise awareness among people about the importance of radio and to encourage access to information through this medium. This year, the theme of World Radio Day is Radio and Climate Change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on World Radio Day in a social media post. The Prime Minister said, from news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity. The Prime Minister has also invited citizens to share their ideas and inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program, which will take place on the 23rd of this month. The Punjab government is encouraging the youth and women of the state to adopt fisheries as an occupation to financially empower themselves. Elementary training in fish and shrimp farming is also being imparted free of cost every month, besides giving them high-quality fish seed at subsidized rates. The state has about 44,000 acres under fish farming and an over 1.81 lakh tons of fish production is being obtained annually. China has approved the construction of the first South China Sea deep water space station. The Cold Seep Ecosystem Research Facility will be anchored 2,000 meters below the surface of the South China Sea, which is also subject to a number of competing territorial claims. The facility, one of the deepest and most technologically complex underwater installations ever attempted, is scheduled to be operational by around 2030. The ongoing 38th National Games in Uttarakhand will witness the final matches of women's and men's hockey events today. In women's group, Madhya Pradesh will clash with Haryana, while in men's hockey, Maharashtra will face Uttar Pradesh. In Indian Super League football match, Northeast United FC will take on Jamshedpur FC at the GRD Tata Sports Complex in Jamshedpur today. The match is scheduled at 7:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.